Right now, we are joined in the studio by Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, to catch up on Orange County government. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the website for more information on them. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. So. Yeah. Well, I just want to give a plug for Robert Hunter, who wrote that song, who passed away this week at age 78.
Right. Yeah.
He wrote most of the lyrics to the Grateful Dead songs, but he wrote
Scarlet Begonias. Though,
yeah, he wrote that song. So R.I.P. Robert.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, maybe him and Jerry are together hanging out.
No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Would be awesome.
So what's going on? It's such a slow news week this week.
Yeah. I don't know. We have nothing to talk about. You know, it's interesting. During the fall, we have to get used to the fall again, right? Mm-hmm. We come back after the summer, and it's been a really busy summer. And then we hit the fall, and it kind of slows down government-wise. But outside of the government, everything is just piling on, right? All the fundraisers and mm-hmm. the nonprofits, and everybody is, you know, trying to get it all in by the end of the year. And it just gets busy. Like, there's not a night that's not busy.
And then April again, too. Like, so many events in April.
Yeah. And then we go right into budget, right?
Yep,
so
exactly.
So January we'll come back and it'll be January.
What do we have to talk about? I have no idea. Yeah.
And then April hit and boom. You know, it's funny that you brought that up because we're trying to do the 2020 calendar now, and mm-hmm. we have to confirm that in advance, as you know, so people can put it on their calendars. And also, we need to, you know, by law, you have to state when your meetings are, right? That's the Sunshine Laws. You've got to do that.
Yep.
So we have two options now. We had one that was pretty standard to last year, and then we have a new one because. Mark Dorson wanted to switch some stuff around, so we're going to talk about that, but I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Switch some stuff around.
Yeah,
how?
He didn't like having more than two meetings a week, which, you know, it's understandable, right? At the budget season, we're meeting with our legislators, and we meet with the schools, and we have another work session. Mm. The problem is we would have to go later in June if we did that, and not everybody's hanging around later in June.
Right.
So that means we would delay approving the budget by a week, and I'm not quite sure. We'll see. We'll see how the conversation goes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when school closes, people want to hit the road and take a little break.
I do appreciate, if you're just a resident, you want to follow Orange County government. Like, I mean, you know, being a commissioner, like the amount of work that you have to do in order to keep up with two meetings a week. But just like having the time to follow two meetings a week is also
it's a
commitment
lot.
As
it
well.
It is a lot. Yeah. And, you know, one might be a business meeting and the other might be a work session. Some mm-hmm. people don't know the difference between a business meeting and a work session.
Right.
And then, you know, during the budget season, it's all about, you know, work sessions and talking to the schools and deciding what, you just have one thing after another. So it is a lot to keep up. As a matter of fact, we were off last night, and I'm so nerdy that I watched the Carborough Alderman meeting. So I did it from my home, though.
You don't know what a day off is.
I don't. Like. You know, it's funny. I try to stay away, but I just, you know, it's like The Godfather. I just get sucked back
pulling
in.
Pulling me
you know?
Back in.
There was just
yeah.
one issue last night that I want to listen to, and like, you know, 3 hours later, they were still talking. I'm like, goodness, it's been 3 hours. But anyway, next upcoming meeting, not too much, you know, a couple of financial things. We're still working on that northern campus and making sure that we have the correct funding for that. You know, that's about a $30 million, $37 million, which it's a lot. It's not nothing. So we have to make sure that we're funding that properly through our bonds. And I think we are nothing much on the consent agenda, you know, things that we've all talked about before. I think more interesting right now is our work sessions. And if I could just take a little time to talk about those, we have October 3rd, we're meeting with the Fire Chiefs Council, and this will be Matt Sullivan's last meeting because he's retiring. So it'll be nice to have him there. And we try to do this once a year just to catch up with everyone to make sure that we're all on the same page. And we pretty much are. We talk about mutual aid funding. Durham Tech is helping out with that Millhouse Road project, which is nice, $60,000 there. We did talk, Matt and I talked a little bit about workforce development, and it's harder and harder to get volunteer firefighters out in the county.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of, I don't know if it's sort of this dying breed, or it's just not happening, or, you know, young folks have lots and lots of job options now, and they're just not doing it. So we may need to rethink that, and you and I talked about that a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
Big thing with them always is the radios. We are not all on the same radio frequency, and that could be dangerous. So that's going to be the beginning of October 3rd. Then the second portion, we're going to kick those all those guys out, and then the second portion of October. Well, not easily, because
right, I was
going to
say,
you know,
good luck
goes,
with
so,
that. Yeah.
Donna Baker will take charge of that, and she'll just like. on October 3rd, with the second part of that, we're going to talk about our boards and advisory commissions. We all are on a lot of them. We have about 37 or so boards and commissions. We're not on all of them, but there are specific ones that we are on, and some of us have been on them for years, and you know, we're just going to try and figure out how to rotate those a little bit. We also are going to talk about how we can. How we can save some seats to make sure that we have racially diverse boards and commissions. And it's a challenge. I know that you hear this from every governing body, but it's a challenge. But we would like to save some seats, so in case we do find that perfect candidate, that we can move them right in. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out how we could legally do that, right? Because if you're not filling up a board and you're not having a quorum, you're not getting any advice because they can't vote on anything.
Right,
so there's
right.
got to be some, you know, some rules and regulations.
And you also can't like reserve a seat and say this is for an African American, this is for
you
a
cannot
woman.
Do that.
Right.
You cannot do that. But just at the same time, Mark Markopoulos wanted to know how could we get more younger people involved.
Right.
And so can we on our application put on an age. You know, suggestion. You don't mm-hmm. have to answer it, but it would be nice to start engaging some of these younger folks, even some UNC graduate students would be great. And then we are going to do the public comment conversation. Right now, we don't have public comment at work session, so we're going to talk about that. Is that something that we want to do, we don't want to do? We would have to change our rules and procedure guideline, but it should be a good conversation.
Is there a historic reason why there's no public comment,
you know,
at work session?
I don't know, but I've never been on a board where a work session allowed public comment. Mm-hmm. And I think reason being is when you're doing work sessions, you're throwing a lot of ideas out there, right? And you're trying to give staff like next steps. Here's what we're going to do next. Here's what we want you to come back with, you know, whether we need a map for this or, you know, we need to know legally if we can do that. And sometimes when people come and give their opinions on things, they can muddy it up, right? And staff sort of like, are we listening to the community? Are we listening to, you know, what are we listening to? Mm. And usually at work sessions, it's not a finality of the discussion. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like the beginning, and then it goes to a regular agenda item. So I think Chapel Hill allows a little bit before and a little bit after. But the quandary we got into was that some folks wanted to talk at the work session when we were talking about firearms. Mm-hmm. And some of the board members that said, well, why is that any different than any other work session? Why are we just specifically picking that out?
Right.
And so the agreement was that if we're going to change it, we got to change it for everything.
You can't
just have like one special, you know, whatever. So we'll be talking about that. And then November 14th, again, once a month, we have a work session. And this one's going to be interesting. We're going to probably talk a little bit about student funding and equity for all students. And I don't know how this conversation is going to go because, you know, this is something that we talk about a lot. We talk about the achievement gap. We talk about, are we being equitable between Chapel Hill Carborough schools and Orange County schools? So we'll see where that conversation goes. And that will be a good precursor to starting the budget season, which starts January 1st for the schools and the manager. They start talking about that. So we're talking about November here. We should have an idea about what our transit plan is going to look like by then, or how we're going to move forward with our transit plan. Mm. So that'll be November 14th, too. We'll hopefully get a nice presentation
awesome.
On that. Yeah, and then you and I can, like, rip that apart and say, okay, what are we doing
so
here?
So how does that relate to commuter rail? Because I just had a conversation about this commuter rail idea to go from Raleigh to Durham that didn't really include much of Orange County, although it does include Hillsborough.
Right.
What is that in the larger transit plan? Because that was super exciting to me.
It is super exciting. It's a great question because now it doesn't stop at Hillsborough. What we're trying to do is get it to go to Burlington.
Keep it to Burlington, right?
And so, as you know, in the morning, there's a lot of folks that are on that northern corridor, that 70 and the 85, going from, you know, Burlington all the way over to Duke to work. So how do we move those people around a little bit better? And we're looking into that now. We have a whole group of people that are doing some sort of research and tell it coming back to us. We have the NC Railroads that absolutely must be part of that conversation.
Yep.
So that is you're right, Aaron. That's part of the transit plan. And then lastly on the 14th, or probably it'll be firstly on the 14th, the attorney is hoping to bring us back information on the firearms. discharge of firearms in the county where there's high density. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to bring back maps and, you know, talk to us about subdivisions and all that. So we'll have that coming back to us on the 14th. I don't imagine that there's any going to be any decision or conclusion on that soon after that, because, you know, you're talking about throwing it into a December meeting, and I just don't know that we're going to be ready for that. So I'm looking at the beginning of the year for that. If anything does change on that ordinance, I think beginning of the year.
One thing that kind of got tabled to the fall was the Green Tract. Do you know where in there that's going to get picked up again?
Yeah, good question. We have, we're scheduling MMC, Managers, Mayors, and Chair meeting, and I believe that's going to be right after the Carrboro meeting, joint meeting. We started doing these joint meetings, not with all the boards, but just with the chairs and mayors. So we're doing ours with Carrboro on the 27th, and I think everybody's kind of freed up then that we can do the MMC meeting right after it. And we're looking at a governance document. I think you and I talked about that before. When the partnership formed, there was no governance document. So we don't know how to proceed when all the parties don't agree, which we're kind of in that position right now. And so, you know, we all agreed, mayors and chair and managers agreed, that we really need to put some sort of governance document together. And that'll be the first draft, and we'll take a first look at that, I believe, on the 27th, which is a couple of days from now.
Yeah. How time flies, right?
Woo, yeah, crazy.
Speaking with Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Talking about future meetings, but you just had a meeting with the Mebane City Council,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, goodness, yeah. We haven't had a meeting with Mebane in a really long time. And, you know, these were these meetings that where all the boards, the full boards, used to meet. So county commissioners would meet at Mebane, county commissioners would meet at Hillsborough, and so on and so forth. We haven't met with Mebane in a really long time. And just for reason being, like, you know, only two people can come or one person can come or that's a bad time. They actually start their meetings at 6 o'clock, which to us is like, oof, wait a second. You know, half of us are still getting out of work at 6 o'clock.
Well, they're on Central Time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're just a little further west. So we did have two, Evergreen and Patty Phillips came over today to talk with us. And we had a whole bunch of topics which we really needed to hit on. One of them being economic development and us just thanking them for such a great partnership. I mean, they are just amazing. They know how to move things forward. Giving you an example, they did a annexation, a rezone, an incentive public hearing, one right after the other last time we went for some.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Right, boom, 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 right there.
All right.
I got it done. People were there to speak. The community was there, got it done, voted on it, and moved. So we want some of that to rub off on our other partners. That would be awesome. But also we talked about, you know, what does the future look like? You know, as more and more people are moving to Mebane, how do we move those folks around into Orange County? Mebane doesn't have a transit system. They kind of rely on Burlington and Alamance and, you know, Go Triangle. So as they start growing, how does that look? Also, you know, there's some property and land that maybe they want to annex. They want to maybe put some more single-family homes on it. That affects the Orange County school system. We also talked a little bit today about identifying some land up and around that area for a school, because there will be a elementary school that will need to be built shortly. And if we have a lot of these folks that are moving into that Mebane area, maybe we need to put it up around there. We need water, sewer, we need transportation there. So great conversations. All that's going to be recapped, and we'll hand that out to the boards, you know, in about 2 weeks.
Speaking with Penny Rich, got to wrap up. Other things in Orange County that people want to know about?
Oh, geez, I don't know. You know, it's supposed to be fall, and it doesn't feel like fall, so that's a concern. I know that we have the music festival coming up in Carrboro,
yes, Sunday,
so I'm really, really excited about that, and that always brings a good crowd out. And I'm really excited about our economic and development summit that's coming up, and that you are going to host up at the Witte Building.
I'm excited about this.
That's going to be really
fun. Yeah,
I think so. We got 4 hours. It's a Wednesday, so it takes away my personal time with you, but you know, we can share. We're sharers.
I think we're good.
We're good.
It.
Yeah,
we'll
4 to 7 on the 16th. We got great topics, great people, and you're going to be there, so you know, can't be bad.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. See you next week.